This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Second hour if off the beaten path. Steve Elkins here, and we're talking about this this study here actually from that was on Dr. Tara Nurala on the Today Show. Was talking about all these percentages of ineffectiveness, not effectiveness, but ineffectiveness. And only one year, it was 60%. That's the highest we've ever seen. Other than that, was a 56%. But last year's was 42%. This is a failing grade. If you you went home to and you had a report card and he had these percentages on your math, your science, and your reading and arithmetic and everything else you can think of for schoolwork, and you had these numbers on your report card, you'd say that was an F grade, and your parents wouldn't be too happy. So you are taking, if you take this vaccine, you're taking an F. You actually are taking a failing product, a failing grade product. Now, I don't know about you. I want better odds than that, because we haven't even discussed the accumulation of all these toxic stabilizers and adjuvants in these vaccines that later on will accumulate in the fat tissue and come out, surface, and later on you have some other problems. So, I haven't heard any bad things yet said about me crossing my arms, folding my arms, and saying I'd walk out, and I wouldn't walk out of my job. I would simply give notice. I believe in choice. I believe we all have a choice. We have rights, citizens' rights, not privileges. And they would like to change that definition to say your rights are now becoming privileges, which can be suspended or taken away. We have the right to decide for ourselves. It is our body, right? I don't know about them. The nanny states, or the nanny government believes otherwise, that they are responsible for you. And they are in the better position to make decisions on your health behalf. I got news for you. No, you don't. It's my body. I make my own decisions on my body and my family and my children. I am responsible for them. Nobody's going to tell me. They know better than me. So, done with that. But we get back to these numbers. They're phony numbers as far as the number of deaths, 36,000. The CDC has used that number over and over again for years and years, until finally somebody kind of caught wind of that and said, hey, wait a minute. How come the number doesn't go up anymore? How come you don't change the number? Oh, yes, I guess we need to do that. So, you know, you catch a lie right off the bat when you see that somebody doesn't change the data, the number year to year. They just stay with the same number, looking for a little bit of that shock effect. One other thing I didn't mention also was, and Dr. Sherry Timpany didn't talk about, was secondary infections. Now, a lot of these times when people die, supposedly they want to pass it off as a flu death, they don't talk about secondary infection. The person, let me give you a little example here. You got an 85-year-old man that's got congestive heart failure. Maybe he's diabetic, circulatory problems. Maybe he's got an arrhythmia. Maybe he's got a pacemaker. He's got all kinds of problems. 85 years old. He's around because of science and because of technology. So this guy here gets a little flu bug, gets a little dehydrated. Of course, what does dehydration do? Your electrolytes are gone. Your electrolytes are gone. Your heart's going to act up. So now he has an arrhythmia. Maybe his pacemaker fouls and doesn't work, doesn't fire when it's supposed to fire. and he dies. Well, the end result for the government would say that he died of the flu. No, he died of dehydration, electrolyte imbalance, which then threw his heart into a more lethal condition to kill him. But they won't talk about that. They don't want to talk about that. Can't talk about that because that goes against the agenda to push this flu vaccine. Now, people, if you want to take the flu vaccine, I say go for it. If you want to go for it, that's your choice. I say learn all you can before you put your arm out there. I believe in choice. It's your decision. I do not believe in mandatory vaccines, mandatory flu vaccines, or mandatory vaccines of any kind. And you know that something is wrong if the government is forcing your arm to comply with their mandatory vaccines. Hey, it's simple. You simply show the data to show that it's a healthy and safe vaccine, and I have no problem. I'm a science kind of guy. I believe in the science. I believe in the data. And by the way, the science should come from an independent source, not from a government laboratory where they're paid to give them the results they want. I can't trust that. You shouldn't trust that. Independent research is what I would trust. And that's what I'm pulling out. The data I'm pulling out is from independent researchers. I do not trust the CDC.gov websites. Invalid. Bad information. You've got to base your information, your decisions on valid information. So we go back to these recommendations here. And a recommendation that we start the flu shot at 6 months or older for the very immature immune system of a six-month-old child. Can you imagine that? Now, Robert Thompson talked about that. He was the CDC whistleblower in the movie Vaxxed. If you haven't seen it, you must see it. Buy a copy before it's gone. I bought a copy, and I played it for the Eagle Forum group out there in Northern California, and everybody would just, I couldn't believe what they'd learned. Of course, they take that information, share it with others. They started calling right away their children and saying, you know, don't give us to our grandchildren. This is very, very serious stuff. A sick child is a lifetime commitment. Don't forget that. The vaccine courts are not going to give you enough to take care of your child for the rest of their life. I'm not willing to take that gamble, not that risk. So I hope that my daughter, if she's listening right now, she is listening to what I'm talking about here, and she's using some sound advice, doing the homework, doing the research herself, and not complying with any mandatory vaccines. And what was interesting is that Robert Thompson pointed out in the vaccine that the MMR vaccine itself was causing the autism because it was all bunched together in one vial, one vaccine. That was the problem, plus an immature immune system. But they later on showed some scientific data saying if you split up the vaccine, get this, you split it up in three separate vaccines as a measles vaccine, a mumps vaccine, a rubella vaccine, separate the vaccines, space them out, and start the vaccines at the three-year mark, 3 years of age mark, and space them out, those three, that your numbers plummeted with autism. And the CDC and Big Pharma caught wind of that very, very fast. And they continue to keep those vaccines, the three, the cocktail, I call it, of MMR and one vaccine. Because now that they know, and if they reverse their decision to split up the vaccines, as was suggested by Robert Thompson and Vaxxed, then the numbers would go down and there would be litigation. And they're not about to give up that money. So they're going to continue riding this lie, people. And I'm not sitting here saying that I am 100%. Don't ever take a vaccine again. I'm saying use some common sense. Understand that there are is a thing with an immature immune system and that your immune system does change. And taxing a very young child's immune system with three endotoxins right from the very beginning of the MMR vaccine is crazy. It's crazy. It should be split up. and three separate vials, three separate entity shots. So there you go. You have my info on that one. And I did find something here also saying about the CDC, as far as thimerosal goes, which is mercury-based as a stabilizer, that they didn't think there was really a harm or risk to a child or pregnant women, but they decided to take it out of the vaccine since 2001. I have not confirmed that 100% to say it's been taken out of all childhood vaccines. I'm going to do some more research on that. I don't have a vial here in front of me. I wish I did so the insert I could read, but I'm going to do a little research to see if the thimerosal is still in there. They are using MSG. They're using formaldehyde. They're using lots of other things. And that is serious, serious stuff, since the formaldehyde has been labeled by the CDC as a carcinogen. And we'll talk about those levels there, too. Got to space this stuff out. I've got so much notes here, like a college kid here. But there was something on the net, if you want to do some homework yourself, and you should. This is a very important issue. On the internet, she mentioned that there's some websites to look at, and the topic was 10 things you should ask your MD before taking the flu vaccine, 10 things that drug companies won't tell you that they know about the flu vaccine, and 10 things the government doesn't want you to know about the flu vaccine. So keep that in mind. Do a little search on that also, and you'll be a wiser person and share that information with others. So we talk about the flu. Of course, we've all had the flu. It seems like every year as a kid, you always got the flu. And you know what's interesting is when I was growing up, not one flu death when I was growing up as a kid. I'm 56 now, and there wasn't one kid that I grew up that died from the flu. Isn't that amazing? Or is this just a new superbug flu that comes out every year and gets worse and worse? Well, that's what they'd have you believe, but it doesn't work. It doesn't work with me. So you got the flu signs and symptoms. You got chills. You got the headache. You got the weakness, the joint pain, swollen glands, a fever. Now, they always seem to emphasize that fever, and that is, oh, my God, you got a fever. Well, that's terrible. Well, you know, actually, the fever is a good thing. That your body's telling you, your body's immune system telling you that it's on the job. It's out there. It's producing antibodies to an antigen. And you are now, guess what, starting to kick that immune system to produce your own immunity to that endotoxin. So you got the cough, the sore throat, and productive cough. You should say it has some color. If it's got a little color to it, you pretty much guess it's got some bacterial component with it, along with a viral component. That's what I was taught by a couple of my doctor friends who are pulmonologists. So you got these influenza viruses. You got A, you got B, and you got C. B and C. B is actually for people. C was animals, and influenza A was the bird and the swine flu. We remember that big hoax, also associated with humans. And like I said, usually they try to find three or four strains of the virus, looking to Australia and Southeast Asia before they come up with ours. And that's basically happening 3 months after the flu season is over here. They already start on that, so 9 months to go. And they've got a new vaccine out, kind of like your computers. You know, your computer's outdated in 6 months, vaccine's outdated. That's why these percentages are so low. That's why they're so low. You cannot isolate, you cannot target this this virus with a vaccine every year and have high percentage results. It's impossible. You are just going around in circles. All this is doing is generating an awful lot of money for the pharmaceuticals. We go to the phones. Mark in Georgia, you're on.
Hey, this is Mark calling from the pit of the Peach State. And, well, you know what I call Asperger syndrome?
What do you call it?
Magnetic personality with the polarity reversed. And there's a kid next door to me, and his parents, his name is Travis, like the city in Texas, and he is full-blown autistic in the sense that he can't speak. I think that they can say things to him, like come in for dinner, and he understands very limited things. But, you know, you look at Rain Man, who was an autistic savant who could count cards like a super genius. But the thing about autism is that it is a spectrum disorder. There are different degrees of being autistic, and the number of people that are autistic has increased with the, the thing is that correlation does not prove causality, but there is a heavy correlation between vaccines and their adjuvants and autism,
right.
And especially the more egregious degrees of autism, because, I can function in society. I'm a bit socially clumsy because I have, Einstein was autistic, and so was Mozart. That's why they were especially, they had a very high genius IQ in certain areas, and in other areas they're like, what? You understand what I'm saying, right?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. So that's the thing is that what really disturbs me is Congress enacting legislation that is complete color of law, giving impunity to the vaccine industries, and then putting, some kind of, if you get injured from vaccines, here's this government fund to pay for the damage. And it's like, excuse me, that's even worse, on the par with when the crash happened in 2008 and the government basically put up with this counterfeiting racket called the Federal Reserve, conjuring all this currency where, they socialize their liabilities and they take their profits like whenever they succeed, and then they put their failures on all the rest of us. And I'm like, excuse me, this ain't cool. This is not fair. So, but our plutocratic oligarchy that is a counterfeit republic claims, well, so what? This is the way things are. Who's being held accountable, right?
Well, I agree. And I just look back to my notes here. Like I said, I took so many notes. I feel like a college kid. But I'm looking back at something that George W. Bush had initiated. It's called Project BioShield. Does that sound familiar to you, Mark?
Not really. Doesn't sound familiar.
Well, basically what that was, it gave indefinite funding for the pharmaceuticals to produce drugs and vaccines based on a need of a pandemic nature. So basically, if you called it a pandemic, they could rush to make a pill or a vaccine right away and have no liability, because they meant well and they were producing these medications. So that was a little blanket get out of free jail card there. George W. Bush actually did that. It's called Project BioShield. And
now with that, excuse me, correct me if I'm mistaken, they also redefined the term pandemic to mean a widespread disease, regardless if it, whether or not it debilitates or kills people. Well, there's this widespread, 24-hour bug. Yeah, but how many people are being debilitated, crippled or killed? Well, never mind that. It's still a pandemic. It's like, but a pandemic means something that's actually a serious disease, not just a, measles are an inconvenience, but do they actually kill people? It's like these, I've seen this study where basically they show that these diseases, like they claim that polio was cured by the Salk vaccine, and it's like it was in decline, and most people that had polio would just get muscle aches, and then it would go away, There was a... there was a percentage of the people that got polio that would have debilitating nerve damage, like a professor I had in college who, he wore leg braces and he had very strong arms but weak, spindly legs because of polio. But they don't tell you, most people that got polio just had some...
Right, right. No, I agree with you. Now you're probably about the same age as me, right? How old are you, Mark?
Well, I'm 58.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Mark, let me ask you this question. Growing up as a kid, hold on. We'll talk to Mark right when we get back.
You
listen to Off the Beaten Path.
Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
To the Peach State. Mark, go ahead and finish up.
But the major thing is people confuse the bait with the hook, the stated goal with the unstated goal, and the stated goal usually fails miserably, while the unstated goal of the in this case, it looks like getting people more and more crippled and dependent and rather than being self-sufficient. Because when people have what they want or what they need to survive, they're not gonna submit to an unlawful government when they're self-sufficient. People are not gonna take the mark of the beast, for example, when they have food and clothes and the electricity's running, but they will submit, or at least a lot of them will submit, when they're hungry and cold and their Wi-Fi isn't working. And they look at all the luxuries we've come to consider essential and say, I can't live without this stuff. Well, you know, when it comes that time, I'm not going to like it. But the way I like to put it is the reign of the beast will come to pass, but the reign of Christ will come to stay. It will be a temporary time of extreme inconvenience to people who choose to say no, but what really disturbs me is those people who, for the sake of convenience and comfort, will say, yes, I'll take this RFID chip, just turn back on my internet, turn back on my electricity and fluoridated water, right? Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. But my question for you was, when I was a kid growing up, we all got the flu. You missed 1 week of school, pretty much. You had the fever, you had the chills, the diarrhea, nausea, vomiting, possibly. We ate chicken noodle soup. We slept a lot more. We got a lot more rest. We drank Gatorade for our electrolytes to get our electrolytes back in order. And after about 1 week, we were back on our feet again, back to school, and we had developed, we'd actually built up immunity to that pathogen, the flu, and right. We were stronger for it. And now I see all these vaccines now, Mark, all these vaccines, we're pumping our body full of all this stuff here, and we are actually making our immune systems very labile, very sluggish. They were designed for a reason. God gave us, if you believe in God, God gave us an immune system for a reason. And the immune system has to be used and challenged. If it's not challenged, it's going to become sluggish and inactive. When you really need it, it's not going to be there for you.
Right. Well, I don't know who it was that was saying, so pardon me for not knowing the source, but they were pointing out that there were studies showing that, yeah, these people may be immune to rubella, whatever, but more people got sick and died from other diseases because their immune system was not really able to handle the other diseases that, you know, that the immune system was compromised by taking these vaccines. And then we need to look at things like peanut allergies, where people have peanut oil in the vaccine that doesn't belong there, and the reason they become allergic to peanuts is because some dum-dum put peanut oil in the vaccine. And so when the peanut oil bypassed the proper natural processes, the body developed an allergic reaction to peanuts.
Exactly.
Does that make sense to you? People weren't allergic to peanuts, but extremely rarely before. And it's like, where did that come from?
Yeah.
So we're on the same page on that one.
Okay. Sounds
like
thank you for
the music again.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for your call, Mark. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Sure, dude.
Tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about Migrelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the Migrelief migraine formula. Migrelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try Migrelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Lights I say, I'm moving in stereo. Light stain, it's all inside you.
We're back. This is Off the Beaten Path. I'm going to have to streamline some of this information because I've got so much here. This is another two-hour show if I could do it, and I can't. I don't think James Kelce would like me taking his hour away from him. So I'm going to just give you a quote real quick here. Then I'm going to go back to the phones. I've got some calls lining up here. Here's a quote from Nancy Cox of the CDC, Chief of Influenza Branch Nation Center. This is her quote. If we don't get a close match, the vaccine will be less effective, leading to illness, hospitalization, and death. Doesn't cite a lot of confidence, does it now? We're going to go back to the phones. Laura in Michigan, you're on the show.
Hi, Steve. I just wanted to tell you about the new Norman America. My son has two girls. And they have not been vaccinated, by the way. But being girls, they have sleepovers, they have birthday parties. And my son said, it's just horrible now. He said, the girls start coming to the house. Parents are dropping off EpiPens. There's little lists of they're allergic to eggs or peanuts or wheat or whatever. Everybody's allergic to something. He says, it's just ridiculous. You can't hardly even have a birthday party anymore.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I was thinking about that the case is being made that everybody needs to get their vaccines, and then they said they worry about school children getting a, you know, not getting that are going to get exposed and get a disease. But let me give you the scenario here. You have 40 kids in a classroom, 20 you vaccinate, 20 you don't vaccinate. Are the kids who are vaccinated, are they fearful that they're going to get this vaccine, they're going to get a disease from these 20 unvaccinated children? Well, if they fear that, then you're telling me that the vaccine is ineffective to begin with. It's garbage. It's total garbage. So, but this isn't about that. This is about compliance. This is about commerce. This is they're using a fear campaign on us. And like I said, we are pumping our bodies full of all these chemicals, and we are doing the damage to our own immune systems, because your immune system was designed for a reason, a purpose, and that is to create your own immunity, to strengthen your own immunity up. And we're just pumping our bodies full of all this stuff, and we're getting labile, lazy, lazy immune systems.
I'll tell you, when my son got married, I said, I'm going to ask you two things for you guys. Do two things. Do not vaccinate your children, and do not send them to government school. I'm just going to ask those two things of you, and that's all. And they complied with it. The girls are perfectly healthy, although the one girl, she's jealous of the other kids having allergies. She said to me one day, Grandma, I'm allergic to walnuts. She doesn't like walnuts, okay? I said, you're not allergic to walnuts. Oh, yeah, yeah, I am. She's jealous of the other kids having all these allergies and things and EpiPens and stuff. Is that crazy or what?
Yeah, that's crazy. Hey, thank you, Laura. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
So, yeah, this quote doesn't incite a lot of confidence here that the vaccine, it's not a good match and it's going to cause more harm than good. No, we need to challenge our immune systems. I'm going to stick with that. And like I said, nobody ever died when I was a kid growing up. We actually, we fought it off. Our immune systems got stronger and we went back to school in about a week. So we go back to the phones in Wisconsin. Murr, you're on the show.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great, Murr.
Oh, I wanted to tell you that was Dr. William Thompson. That was in 2014.
I thought it was Robert Thompson. Okay.
Yeah, William Thompson, okay. The CDC guy.
Yes,
and
that's him.
Oddly, not too long after is when James Traficant met with that strange accident. And the only one there was a man named Thompson also. And, yeah, he was there about equipment. And, yes. And it was just odd that all this happens, of course, and it be interesting to see if his, you know, portfolio has benefited in some way. But,
yeah.
You know, nobody follows up on that kind of thing.
No.
But I also put in your chat room Jim Stone's thing about phages.
Okay.
They weaponized this phage, this T4 bacteriophage, in 2014. And, of course, then we had the Gardasil, too. But I had a conversation in a chat room yesterday. It surprised me. I hadn't seen this chatter a whole lot, and he does beautiful woodwork. So I asked him what he, let me see where it starts here. What you making in your woodworking shop? He says, oh boy, I haven't wood shopped for a while, and asked him why. And he's recovering from a second cancer removal surgery. Yeah. Right kidney and half his thyroid. And I know happen to know he's exactly 20 years younger than me, so he'll be 47 soon. But anyway,
well, you know, Murr, I've been watching a lot of old TV. Sometimes I think I found the Geriatrics Channel with the Andy Griffith Show, but I noticed every intermission that they go to commercial time, it is chock full of pharmaceutical ads about things we need, disease processes. You must have this. You need this. And of course, they skip over, or they do that fast talking with the side effects and all the problems you could have with these medications. We are an unhealthy society.
You're under siege.
Oh my God! Yeah,
why
I look at all this, and we're all so sick.
Stop consuming that Talmud Stream media. Do you know even Andy Griffith? That Mayberry. There was an episode where Opie had to get vaccines, and he didn't want it. The end result was, oh yeah, it's good. And they show him getting stuck in the arm. And you notice on there, there's no successful families. The only married man is a drunk. You notice that?
Yeah.
I mean, we've got this predictive programming all the time. Our enemies didn't invest in this for entertainment, for our good. No, it's entrainment. It's trauma. But let me finish telling you what I asked him if it was maybe radiation, and he didn't think he'd been around radiation. That's another story I'll tell you in a minute. But anyway, he thought maybe it was from vaccinations when he was in the military and processed foods. Of course, we're always guilt-tripping ourselves. And I told him how Joyce Riley exposed that biologicals were not only injected into the soldiers, but put into their sleeping bags and their gear. And he said it smelled funny. It smelled off. You know, he can remember that.
I have a concern about all that. When I was in the military, I was a pincushion, and I worry about that now. I do.
And something else, just stop joining the military. Stop circumcising your boys so they make good soldiers. And something else, this isn't flu season. That's brainwashing. It's sugar season.
Right. I'm glad you mentioned that, because Dr. Sherry Tenpenny mentioned avoiding the four whites. And one of them was sugar, of course. Sugar, bacteria love sugar. We used to put sugar in the Petri dish with the bacterium and watch that thing grow. It loves sugar. And
acidifies your system.
Yeah. And also alcohol. They don't talk about that either. She didn't talk about how alcohol suppresses the immune system, makes you more vulnerable. Have you ever seen a healthy drunk? No, they're always
sugar too.
Yeah, well, they're depleted of all their nutrients. They're depleted of their vitamins and their minerals. They're very unhealthy people. When they come in the hospital, we put what we call a banana bag on them, which is a lot of vitamin B12 in there, and try to pump them back up and get them nutritionally sound again so we can help healing process with them. But no, you never see a healthy drunk. I mean, they are depleted with vitamins and minerals, very unhealthy people. So the four whites was rice, sugar, flour, and milk, white milk, which I can't figure that unless they're talking about the milk sugar, lactose. But I'm not sure.
It's processed. It's unhealthy. It's processed.
Yeah. So she mentioned the four whites, and I haven't figured out why the milk was added, but I'll have to do some research on it. But, Murr, I need to actually push on here. I got one more call, and I've got some more stuff.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Murr. David, you're on. What's on your mind?
It's good to hear you. It's been a while there, brother. You been doing all right?
I hear every Sunday, same time.
Absolutely excellent. Yeah, I'm starting to kind of archive that stuff now that I know you're here. Yeah, this whole vaccine issue is kind of a hot button thing, and you know, I don't think 2 hours is anywhere near long enough to cover everything. We've been lied to over and over about the efficacy of these vaccines from the very beginning. They credit all the eradication of all the disease with vaccines, but if you go back into the historical record of all the occurrences, of all the things they claim that the vaccines eradicated, they started going away long before the vaccines were developed. It was a modern sanitation and that kind of thing that allowed all these things to start going away and people started to become more healthy. The vaccines were introduced, and guess what? The curve, the decline, was not altered. They are not effective at all. They've been lying to us about all of it. So this whole implied consent thing, when it's based on a big, stinking pack of lies, is nothing but a scam.
I agree.
It's absolutely crazy that they're trying to force everybody to get that stuff, especially the healthcare workers, because what we've seen is the people that get vaccinated are the ones spreading the disease. When we had this measles outbreak over in Disneyland, all the people that were sick from it, guess what? They were vaccinated. And they become contagious with that. Yeah. I got a friend that takes the flu shot every year. I keep telling him, he doesn't listen. And every year he's sick for 6 weeks to 2 months, right, like clockwork, every single year. And he gets everybody around him sick as a result of that.
Yeah. You know, I'm amazed at that, too. People haven't caught on that. And actually, let me tell you exactly how I found out. In critical care medicine, I'm so attention-focused on my patient all the time, and I didn't quite think this thing through, and I actually had a physician that pulled me off to the side here. Actually, we had a woman, one of the health nurses in the hospital, came up one day, and she had her little card, and she's, "I'm here to give everybody the flu shot. Who wants a shot?" And I had not, said yes or no at the time, and I was busy doing some computer charting. And a physician was right next to me. He said, "Are you going to take it?" I said, I'm not sure right now. I'm just kind of thinking my process through with my patient here." He said, "Don't take it, and I'm going to tell you why you shouldn't. hold on a second here. So we actually sat down with me. He said to me, Steve, do you take any other vaccines every year on the year? Do you take any other vaccines like that? I said, no. He goes, you know why you don't? Because this vaccine is not giving you immunity. And that is the premise, what we talk about on a vaccine. It's supposed to give you a certain number of years or a lifetime immune response that you never, ever have to have it again. So he said to me in so many words, Steve, it's a scam. Don't take it. Sign the waiver. I signed the waiver. I did not take the vaccine. I have not taken the vaccine since. That's been over 10 years since I've ever had one of those vaccines. I will never take another vaccine again. I'm done with vaccines. No vaccines for me. No vaccines for my parents. Hopefully my daughter's listening to this broadcast and she's going to follow and say, you know, Dad, you're on it. I'm not going to give these vaccines to my children. I've got four grandchildren and one on the way. And if she's not listening to me, that's Russian roulette. Because sooner or later, something's going to accumulate and something's going to go wrong. So I pray to God that she's listening to me and saying, okay, no, I'm not going to. But, you know, like I said earlier, when they try to tie your hands and threaten your employment with not compliance, you know something is rotten here. Something is rotten if they have to go that route because they can't show you the science. What they can show you is pseudoscience, false science.
Absolutely. It's snake oil. And if it was all such a benefit to everybody, why are they having to force it on people? If it was so good, people would be lining up around the block for it.
Exactly.
And it's not. The entire society is a hell of a lot sicker as a result of all the vaccines. If you take all those things and flush them down the toilet, I would wager that everybody would start getting a whole lot more healthy. They're sticking all this crap in the vaccines, and God knows what it really does. They got noggles in there that shuts down part of the immune system, makes a cancer easier to take over your body. And, oh, yeah, that's a big business for them, too. I mean, you know, hand in hand. It's a scam. They're trying to make money. They're trying to bleed. Maybe there's the population control agenda behind all this stuff. Who knows? It's bad juju. You know, the flu is definitely not life-threatening in 99.99% of the cases. Like you said, the dehydration is the big thing. You keep your electrolytes, you know, in place, you're going to be fine through that. Most of these things are not life-threatening. You know, if it was something like Ebola where you had a 90% chance of dying and you could get immunity to it, hey, I might be kind of interested in that if it didn't give me Ebola to start with, but it's ridiculous. Why don't we just let our immune systems fight this stuff off like what you're saying? Because if the immune system is challenged like what you're saying, it becomes strong enough to fight this stuff off.
Thank you. Thank you very much. That is true. That we have an immune system for a reason, and you have to challenge it in order to get some immunity. And we are just making our immune systems labile. We are.
Oh, exactly. And there's so much harm being done from all this stuff. You know, the autism and all this stuff. My best friend in the world died from this stuff after a 40 year long bout of just about every illness known to man, where these vaccines basically turned her body against her, and her immune system started attacking her, you know, saying that she was the disease in there. And oh, good grief. I mean, surgery after surgery, things kept getting worse and worse. It's a phase worse than death. And it was all unnecessary. That's why this is such a big pet peeve, and I'm glad you're covering it. God bless you, Steve. Keep up the good work. Thank you.
Appreciate it. I'm going to have to push on here really quick because now I'm going to go into my PSA, my public of service announcement, or public Steve announcement. I'm going to give you some tips here. So listen up closely how to stay healthy during this flu season. I know I've really researched this right here, and these are what I've come up with. Number one thing you need to be doing, not only during the flu season, but all the time. I mean, make this like a habit, like putting on your seatbelt when you drive your car, is wash your hands, soap and water. Wash them frequently. If you don't have the water nearby that you can't do that, then those hand sanitizers are pretty darn good at 99% killing bacteria. Keep those on you. I have one I keep in my pants pocket, but wash your hands frequently. Now, if you have the flu, people, stay home. Don't go to work and spread it around the office. But they're going to say, well, if you have your flu vaccine, you won't get it. That's BS, and you know it. Stay home. Recuperate. Let your immune system do what it's been programmed to do. Stay hydrated. Nutrition. Eat lots of good foods, fresh vegetables, fruits and vegetables. Do the right things. Hand sanitize, like I said, the flu, stay home. Avoid those high traffic areas where people are congested. They're controlled in an area where they cough and they have the respiratory droplets flying through the air that you inhale. Next thing you got it yourself. Stay away from those areas. I find libraries to be one of the worst places. I actually walked through a trail of respiratory mist in the grocery store last year. And this guy sneezed and I couldn't see it. But when I walked through it, I felt something kind of moist. I got home. Within an hour, I was sick. I had walked into this guy's cloud of respiratory droplets. He was sicker than a dog when I saw him. I got sick. But I did not, I just took care of it within a week or so. I just, hydration, nutrition, rest. Lower your stress level, people. Stress is a huge suppressor of your immune system. Watch your sugar content. Actually, just shouldn't even eat anyway. Those are empty carbs you don't need. Limit your alcohol intake big time. I've also found in the bathrooms now, they have a new device on there so you can open up the bathroom or close the bathroom with your elbow. It's kind of a cool little device I found the other day. But I always I wash my hands, and then I use a towel to open the door, and then I toss the towel. So, when you cough into your hand, people do that, then they touch a doorknob or something. You're just spreading that bacteria around, those viruses around. So just some good safety practices, some health practices here. You're definitely going to be much better off. I've added a couple here. I pretty much avoid restaurants during the flu season altogether because I always find somebody back there sick who's making my food. I don't know what that's all about, but that seems to be, I guess they only have so many employees and they have to be at work and somebody can't call in and you have to be here to make the primavera or something. But I avoid restaurants pretty much during the flu season. The hand washing is your number one. Avoid touching your face or your mouth, and you'll be much better off. Let's see. I got a lot of this nutrition. Like I said, avoid the four whites, the sugar, the flour, and that usually comes in those cookies. You ever notice that during the holiday season when everybody's eating all those cookies and pastries for Christmas, then you start seeing people become more ill? Very interesting there. So the four whites, rice, milk. I'm not sure why the milk is yet. I'm still not on that one. Sugar, the flour, and the rice. So vitamin D, whether it's natural, synthesized, or supplemental, vitamin D through the sunshine, synthesizing that is excellent for your immune system as a booster. Vitamin D3 over the counter on the shelf there, between 5 and 10,000 international units is a very good thing to have per day. Now, you got to be careful on that vitamin D. Remember, vitamin D is a fat-soluble vitamin, and it is toxic to your liver. Unlike the water-soluble vitamins like vitamin C, you can just take tons of that. All you're going to do is go right through your kidneys and out. So, but vitamin D, the fat-soluble vitamins, vitamin D, is toxic. So be very careful. Stick with that recommendation. I would personally, I'm not being a doctor here. I play one on TV, but I would stick with the 5 to 10,000 international units on that per day. What else we got here? Hydration. Huge, huge hydration issues. Like I said, a lot of times we're talking about these infections, secondary infections. Somebody's already sick, and then the flu just kind of pushes them over the edge. Hydration is huge. You need electrolytes. If you've got nausea, vomiting, if you have the other problem down below, the diarrhea issues, you should be hydrating your body with lots of water, but also nutrients, electrolytes. I personally gone with any of the sport drinks that have the potassium, sodium, and chloride in there. Your Gatorades, those are awesome drinks to have when you're sick. They actually replenish the cells. You need those. So hydration is huge. Stick with that. They worried about the fever. The fever, they always make a big deal about, oh, my God, the child's got a fever. Well, fever's good. Actually, a fever is an indication that your immune system has now been stimulated. It's doing its job. It's now producing antibodies to fight off the antigen, the foreign body that's invaded your body. You need that fever. The fever's a good thing. The fever goes to excessive, that could be a problem. But I remember as a kid, if you got around 103 degrees, mom threw you in the tub, a nice cool tub, and you got cooled off, your fever came down, and you did much better. So think about that. Exercise boosts your immune system also. I know it's hard to do when you're sick and you're down, but get around, move around. If you have an exercise bicycle, I tell people to still stay kind of active, boost that immune system with doing some exercise. And that should get you by here. I'm trying what else I may have left off. Here is something interesting that wasn't talked about by Dr. Tim Penny. And I did some research on this because I found out I was reinfecting myself with my toothbrush. Get this. They've come out with these new toothbrush sanitizers. They have a UV light. I didn't have that at the time, but I found out I was reinfecting myself over and over again with my toothbrush. It's the perfect medium. It's nice and wet. It's moist. It's in a nice warm bathroom after a shower. Perfect environment to grow bacteria on your toothbrush. So you got two choices on that matter. I found that sticking my toothbrush in a cup of hydrogen peroxide, that's just 3% hydrogen peroxide, and leaving it in there for an hour or so and then taking it out and throwing away the hydrogen peroxide, that my toothbrush was now sanitized. I would not reinfect myself. Think about that. You don't have any hydrogen peroxide. Make a very strong saline solution using some sea salt or any kind of salt you have in the house. If it's puts a funny look on your face when you take a sip, that's perfect. Make that thing strong, salty. The bugs hate salt. They'll die, and you'll not reinfect yourself with that toothbrush again. So keep that in mind. That is something interesting I did not know, and she did not cover the reinfecting. She also didn't cover about the immune system, which I was kind of surprised that our immune system is going through changes as we get older and older. And we're youngest, that's very immature. As we get middle age, it starts to go back downhill again. As you get in your 60s and 70s and 80s, then your immune system is back to square one of being very immature, and it takes a long time to heal again. So you're in trouble. These people are very, very vulnerable to these vaccines, to having some serious, serious complications and even death. I'd say stay home. Like I said, do the things I've been telling about: hydration and exercise, nutrition, and rest. Lower your stress level. These are good things. That's what I would do. That's what I recommend. I hope you listen, and I hope you have a great holiday season. Stay healthy. I want you back here next Sunday. I believe next Sunday is my last Sunday as we go through the holiday season here, and the board ops will be taking some time off. So I will not be here on Christmas Eve and I believe New Year's Eve. So health, happiness, and safe travels. We will talk again. Goodbye.
And at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart, and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.